我们感谢神啊，带领我们又平安的过了一个星期。
We thank God that He has guided us safely through another week.
我们今天星期五晚间，我们大家可以聚集在这里啊，一起来敬拜啊，赞美。
So that we can gather here on a Friday night to worship and give praise.
那我们明天开始教会啊，也有为中华教会的教育新的教员举办的讲习会，所以我们有在座有一些外地来的啊信徒啊，与我们一起来聚会敬拜神，我们感谢神赏赐这个美好的机会。
Thank God that from tomorrow we have an RETS that is going to be held at Cerritos Church. So we thank God for all the members who are gathered here tonight.
那今天晚上小弟要用起来求告神就不致灭亡做题目跟大家来查考。
Tonight I like to use the topic Arise and call in the name of the Lord and you will not be destroyed.
来谈谈
topic of mutual encouragement.
我们所应当敬拜的真神是谁
？And we can discuss who is the God that we worship.
来谈谈我们应当在这个神面前所应该采取的行动。
And the actions that we should take before our God.
那这个行动采取之后，我们会得到神所应许的不致灭亡又是什么意思
？And once we carry out these actions, we will understand what it means.That we will not be destroyed. 啊，
这个主题要从我们教会读经进度，我们现在读约拿书啊来看啊这样一个信息。
We will look at this topic from the perspective of the book of Jonah.
我们现在请大家翻开约拿书第一章。
Let's turn to Jonah chapter one.
约拿书在旧约圣经啊，在弥迦书前面，俄巴底亚书后面。
Jonah is before is in the Old Testament. It is before the book of Micah and after the book of Obadiah.
是旧约圣经里面小先知书里面的第五卷。
It is the fifth minor prophet in the Bible.
约拿书是一本很特殊的书卷。
Jonah is a very unique book.
因为他所讲的故事，有很多人不相信他是真实的。
Because many people believe that the stories is a myth.
因为他们认为这从我们人类的理性看来是不可能发生的。
Because logically, this is impossible.
但是这一卷书里面的信息却曾经被耶稣基督引用过三次。
But Jesus Christ himself has used this message three times.
我们清楚地相信耶稣基督是天上的神道成肉身在我们当中来传扬这个福音的。
We clearly believe that Jesus is God in flesh who came down here to proclaim the gospel.
天上的真神，他怎么可能会引用一个书是虚构的故事来配合说明他的救恩呢？
How can the true God of heaven refer to a myth?
除了我们不相信耶稣，否则我们就要相信约拿书里面所阐述的真理是真实的。
Unless we do not believe that Jesus Christ is God Himself, then we do not need to believe that Jonah is true.
就是因为他所描述的故事是非常的特殊，是远超过我们人类理性所能够了解的，我们才真的认为这位神是这么样的全能啊，这么样值得敬拜。
It is because of that the story of Jonah surpasses human logic that we believe our God is one that makes the impossible possible.
这是我们在读圣经的时候，我们应该要有一个观念。
This is a concept that we must have when we are reading the Bible.
我们在读的书叫做神所留下给我们的信息是神的话语。
The book that we are reading is the Word of God.
不是人间某某人他的特殊的智慧的制作。
And it is not the works of men.
如果是人的书，就不值得我们一再的看。
If it is the work of men, then it is not worthy of our reading.
就好像我们学生时代，我们看过很多很多的书。
When we are students, we read many books.
当然，有些人没有读过很多书，也无所谓。但是其实很多人读过很多书，最后那些读过的书也都忘光光了。
And some of us may not have read many books, but those who have perhaps have forgotten them already.
但是当我们年纪大的时候，我们就不会想要再重新看以前你看过的书。
When we come to an old age, we will not want to refer back to the books we have already read.
但是唯有圣经是我们一生当中会想要一再重复的看它。
Only the Bible is the only book that we will want to read over and over again.
因为 当我们年纪轻的时候，我们读圣经，我们有当时候的看法。
When we are young, we read the Bible and we have a certain perspective.
但是当我们年纪渐长的时候，我们在看同样的圣经，我们就有不同的领会。
But when we are of old age, we will have a different movement when we read the Bible.
那这样的领会会越来越深入的去认识我们所敬拜这位神是又真又活的真神。
And we will come to a deeper understanding that our God is a true and living God.
啊，所以约拿书它里面所记载的故事啊，是在说明一个先知叫约拿，他被听到神的一个命令，他不听从神的吩咐，他违背神，跑反方向去逃避神。
And the story that is recorded in the book of Jonah speaks of a prophet who fled from the commandment of God to preach.
因为神要他到当时候是他们敌人的一个国度里面的一个大城里面去宣告啊，神要他们悔改的信息。
Because God commanded him to proclaim a message of repentance in a kingdom that was their enemy.
我们现在请翻开第一章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
请读。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, 2. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.
这个是神的话，他直接告诉约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城，在当时候就是在他们的东边，是一个当时候亚述国的一个首府，是很大的城市。
And Nineveh was of the east of their kingdom, and it was a land that belonged to the Assyrians.
他当时候他们的恶很大，已经达到神面前去了。
And their wickedness has come up before the Lord.
表示说这个神，他在天上，他看着我们人间每一个人、每一个国度，他所做的每一件事情。
God from above sees everything that every kingdom does.
那人所做的事情如果没有符合神的标准，这个叫做恶。
If the deeds of man are not according to are not up to par with the standard of God, then this is wickedness.
那所以现在神他不愿意人在这个恶里面一直在这里生活，他要人改变。
God does not want people to continue in their sin. He wants them to change.
所以他现在叫约拿说，你起来去向他们呼喊，你们的恶已经达到神面前，所以他们要改变。
So he commanded Jonah to arise and go proclaim that their wickedness has come before the Lord and they must change.
结果呢，第三节。
Verse 3.
请读三节。
Verse 3. But Jonah arose to flee from Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
这里说这个他施就是现在的西班牙。
Present day Tarshish is Spain.
那这个约帕其实就是现在的以色列的一个海港，在现在以色列国度那个海法那个地方的附近。
And Joppa is near a port of Israel.
哦，那当时候这个西班牙是在耶路撒冷以色列中东的西边，所以约拿现在跑起来，他起来往西边跑，神叫他往东边，他跑西边去了。
And Joppa is actually located on the west of Israel. So while the Lord asked Jonah to go east, he went west.
他特别圣经特别说，他跟这些船上人一起往他是去，是要躲避神。
And the Bible especially says that he found a ship going to Tarshish so he can flee from the presence of the Lord.
也就是说，他不愿意听神的话，往东边去宣告信息，要当地的尼尼微城能改变。
This is to say that he is not willing to proclaim the command of God, that is, that they must repent from their wickedness.
约拿他这个动作，神都知道。
And God knows all the actions that Jonah took.
因为神是灵，他是充满天地万物的。
Because God is spirit and he fills the heavens and the earth.
我们人怎么可能躲避神呢？
How can man flee from God?
我们现在用现在的科技来想，我们很容易可以了解。
If we view this from the perspective of present day science and technology, this is easy to understand.
我们现在在街上走，到处都有摄影机。
When we walk on the street, there are security cameras everywhere.
你闯红灯了，等一下被照到相了。如果在加州就是500块。
If you run a red light in California, then you will pay a fine of $500.
你以为 红灯快要到了，赶快冲过去，没事，等一下照到，就他政府都知道。
You thought that you can run a red light, but the government knows.
那所以街上路口通通都是摄影机。
And there are security cameras in all the intersections.
所以其实在这个社会里面，我们想，我们个人的每一举一动，其实很多时候可能都在别人的监视底下，包括我们的电话，我们很多的作为，其实别人都可以知道的。
If we consider carefully, actually our every deed can be are being surveyed by the people around us.
如果人都可以这样做，神怎么可能做不到呢？
If man can do this, then it is impossible that God cannot.
好，所以其实约拿他所做的事情，神看得清清楚楚。
So the, God saw very clearly the deeds of Jonah.
因为这位神，他是充满天地万物。
Because he is a God that fills the heavens and the earth.
在俄巴底亚书里面，他这样说。
In Obadiah, it says.
我们现在请看俄巴底亚书第四节。
Let's look at Obadiah chapter 4.
第四节。
Obadiah chapter 4.
Oh, verse 4. 就是第四节，第四节。读第四节。
Oh, verse 4. Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord.
这里说，你如果像大鹰飞到高天去，到星宿之间去搭窝，他说我会从那里把你拉下来。
Here says that though you ascend as high as the eagle, I will bring you down.
所以神不是只有在这个地球上。
God is not limited to this earth.
神在这个宇宙当中。
God fills the universe.
因为这个宇宙就是神的创造。
Because the universe is the creation of God.
这个宇宙是神他在托管的，他在控制的。
God has authority and control over this universe.
说人到哪里去躲避神呢？
So where can man go to flee from God?
所以跑到最高的天上跟跑到最深的海底都无法躲避神。
So if, even though you flee to the highest heavens and the deepest seas, you cannot flee from the presence of God.
为什么这位神是无法躲避？
Why is it impossible to flee from God?
因为这位神他的旨意是一定会成全，神要约拿去做一件事情，约拿他躲避，他是跟神对抗，他是自讨苦吃。
Because the will of God will always come to pass, and Jonah is going against the commandment of God.
其实圣经说约拿他是个先知。
And here it tells us that Jonah is actually a prophet.
也就是说他是认识神的。
He is one who knows God.
可是他现在就是不愿意顺服神。
But he is unwilling to submit to God.
他很清楚他所服侍这位神是谁。
He clearly knows the God whom he worships.
好。约拿是谁呢？我们先看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. So he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
约拿自我介绍，他说我是希伯来人，我是敬畏神的。这位神就是创造沧海汉地之天上的神。
Here Jonah makes a self-introduction. He says, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
这位神如果是天地的主宰，他的旨意一定是畅行无阻，没有任何一个人或任何的东西能够阻碍神的旨意成全的。
If God is indeed the master of the heavens, then no one can come in his in the way of his will.
我们今天如果真正是神，正在敬拜神的人，我们一定会有这个观念。
If we are true worshippers of God, we will have this concept.
因为其实今天很多人他们在敬拜神，他对神其实都是一个敬畏的心的。
Actually, when people worship God, they carry a heart of fear.
只是有时候我们人拜错了神。
Only sometimes men worship the wrong God.
我们把那个不是真神，不是创造天地主宰这位创造主，而是人所造的当作神在拜。
And we do not worship the Creator, but worship
是人手所造的。
Objects that are created by the created.
然后呢，就把它当作神了。
And we see them as God.
但其实，你看我们人如果想到神跟人不一样的地方，我们就会相信。神是按照他的旨意行事。
And the difference between man and God is that God works according to His will.
所以当时候，这个约拿他躲避神。
So Jonah hid from God.
好，现在神都看得很清楚。
And God sees it clearly.
神现在第一章的第四节，神就让海中起了大风。
And in verse 4, God sent a great wind.
海就狂风大作。
And there was a mighty tempest on the sea.
这圣经特别提到说是神使这个海中起风浪的。
And the Bible especially mentions that it is God who sent out the great wind.
表示这个海是掌握在神手上。
And that means God has control over the seas.
因为现在这个海里面有一条船，船里面有一个人叫做约拿，所以现在神让这一条船遇到风浪了。
Because on this boat to Tarshish, there's a man named Jonah.
那条船上的人都不知道为什么。
And the people on the boat do not know why this is happening.
但是很自然，当我们遇到这样的情况，人都很害怕。在大海里面遇到风浪，最怕就是沉默。
But it's natural for us when we see a great wind to be afraid.
所以一章的第五节，现在水手跟里面的人都很害怕，大家通通想尽办法要让这个生命可以保存。
And all the people on the ship were greatly afraid and thought of every possible way that they might survive.
正当大家都在很惊慌的时候，哎，这个约拿，圣经特别说，他跑到船底舱去，在那里沉睡。
And under this condition of great anxiety and fear, Jonah had fallen asleep.
在这样的情况下，他可以睡得着。
And under this situation, he can fall asleep.
表示说，约拿呢，他很清楚这个风浪因他而起。
And this means that Jonah himself was very clear that this great wind has arisen because of him.
我们知道以前的水手他们要或者船他们要出海以前，他们都会先看那个海象跟季节跟风向的。
And we know that in the olden days before sailors sailed out, they would consider the season and the direction of the winds.
他们记录了很多过去的经验，他们知道什么时候风是比较不会有，他们会比较安全能够航行的。
And they will consider at which time they will be the safest and they will sail then.
但这个时候突然之间无缘无故起大风。
But here, all of a sudden, there was a great wind.
所以水手他们不知道，他们很害怕。
So the mariners who were clueless were very afraid.
哦，但现在约拿他现在竟然能够睡得着。
But Jonah could fall asleep.
他众人都在慌乱的时候，他竟然在沉睡。
While everyone was greatly afraid, he was fast asleep.
请读第六节。
Verse 6, so the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish.
这个船主发现约拿这个人竟然睡，跟他说，你这个沉睡的人啊，你怎么这样子啊？
And the captain, who realized that Jonah was sleeping, said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise.
也就是说，这个船主一定没有碰到这种人了。
So the captain has never seen such a man.
都快要沉没了，还可以睡得着。
The ship is sinking, yet he is still fast asleep.
而且还睡到人家去摇醒他，叫他起来。
And he is in such deep sleep that he will not awake until someone comes to call him.
所以他跟他说：“你起来，来求告你的神，求神来眷顾我们呢。”
He tells him, "Arise, call on your God, and maybe your God will consider us."
如果神眷顾我们，我们就不会灭亡了。
If God considers us, then we may not perish.
我们就看到说，这个船主、这些水手，他们其实是知道说，如果有神的保护，他们才能够存活。
So that this captain and these mariners actually know that they survive only under the protection of God.
我们都知道，一个人如果在患难当中，最需要神。
We know that in adversity, what one needs the most is God.
因为当我们在患难当中，就是我们人我们自己的能力是没有办法掌控的。
Because we cannot have control over our lives in adversity.
所以通常你看，那航海的人，那个打鱼的人，这些鱼以海为职业的人，通常都是很敬畏神，而且很希望说神能够来保护他们，来给他们平安。
And so we see that sailors and mariners and people whose profession have to do with the sea are very pious.
所以基本上每一个人都有拜神，只是可能拜不同的神而已。
Everyone worships a god, but perhaps there are just different gods.
当时候这个船主也不知道这个约拿这个人是何方神圣啊。
And the captain at that time did not know where Jonah was from.
他只知道说，你一定有拜神，你起来赶快求你的神，求你的神来保护我们，我们就可以活了。
He just thought to himself, surely you worship a god, and perhaps your god will protect us.
众人的神都一起来帮助的话，哇，这个大家都一起平安了。
If everyone's god comes to protect them, then surely they will be safe.
好，所以呢，这个神的先知，到这个 到了这个船主的眼中看来，他是变成一个沉睡的人。
And in the eyes of the captain, the prophet of God is a sleeper.
那结果呢？他们其实约拿也没有说什么。
Jonah did not say anything.
最后，圣经第七节是描述说，船上的人就说：“来，我们来抽签，看看是因为谁的缘故让这个风浪起来的。”
And in verse 7, the Bible describes that the people cast lots so they may know for whom this trouble has come upon us.
结果就抽出了约拿。
And the lot fell on Jonah.
众人就很惊奇，说：“你这个人是怎么一回事？你是谁？”
And the people said to him, "Tell us, who are you?"
那这个灾祸临到我们是因为你的缘故，是为什么？你到底是做什么的
？And this disaster has come upon us. What is your occupation?
啊，结果约拿就自我介绍。
So Jonah introduced himself.
顺便把他所敬拜的这位神让所有人都了解。
And also introduced the God of heaven.
众人就很害怕了。
And so, the people were afraid.
既然你所拜的神是这个创造天地海的这位神，那你怎么还能够躲避神呢
？Since your God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, how can you then flee from His presence?
因为第十节特别说，他们已经知道说约拿到底做了什么事，他们躲避了神的面。
And in verse 10, they knew that Jonah had fled from God's presence.
所以他们这些船上人就跟约拿说：“你做的是什么事啊
？”And they asked him, "What?Why have you done this?"
也就是说，你怎么可以躲避神呢、啊、
How can you flee from the presence of God?
好，那既然是现在神生气才有这个结果，接下去第十一节，他们就问他说：“那我们应该向你怎么样做，来让海浪平静呢
？”And this is a result of God's anger. So in verse 11, they asked him, "What shall we do so that the sea will be calm?"
这个时候，约拿他知道这个风浪因他而起，他就说：“把我丢下去，海就平静了。
”And Jonah knew that it was.Because of him, that the sea was, there was a mighty tempest. So he said, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea."
可是要把这个人丢到海里面去，这个明明不是把他谋杀了吗
？But isn't throwing a man into the sea considered murder?
所以这些水手他们是敬畏神的人，他们说这个事情怎么做得下去呢
？And so these men feared God. How can they do this?
所以圣经是十三节特别说，他们就竭力的荡桨，要稳住这个船，他们不想把约拿丢进海中。
So in verse 13 it says that the men rowed hard in order to return to land because they did not want to throw Jonah into the sea.
但是海浪越发翻腾。
But the sea continued to grow more tempestuous.
十四节就说，他们只好求告神。
And they could only cry, call on to the Lord.
因为他们现在真的没有办法了，只能够把约拿丢下去了。
Because they had no other way but to throw Jonah into the sea.
因为他们现在这个方法是唯一的约拿说出来的方式而已。
Because this is the only method that Jonah suggested.
他特别提到第十四节说，因为主，你主是随自己的意旨行事的神。
Because in 14 it says, "You, O Lord, have done as it pleased you."
他们这些人是听了约拿的介绍之后，他们发现这位神，哇，他如果是想要行的事，你不能够阻碍，所以只能够顺服，所以最后就只好把他丢下去，这样子风浪才可能平静啊。
After hearing Jonah's introduction of his God, they realized that God is a God.Whom we cannot go against, that we can only submit to. So they decided to throw Jonah into the sea.
所以他们真的就把约拿抬起来抛在海中。
So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea.
第十五节特别说海的狂浪就平静了。
And 15 especially says that the sea ceased from its raging.
哇，十六节这些人就大大的敬畏神，向神献祭，并且喜悦。
16. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows.
也就是说。很明显的，在船上的人，他们就看出来，哇，真的，这个海浪是因着约拿起来的啦。
And it became very clear to the men on the boat that the sea had become tempestuous because of Jonah.
是因为神生气的啦。
It was because of the wrath of God.
那如果人愿意顺服神，求告神，那这样子神不生气，我们就有平安了。
If men are willing to submit to God and call on His name, then they will have peace.
当时候这些船上人把约拿丢下去之后，他们也不知道发生什么事，他们只知道海浪平静。
After the men threw Jonah into the sea, they did not know what happened, but they only knew that the sea was calm.
第十七节。
17.
但是神安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹当中就三日三夜。
17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
所以现在约拿是被鱼吞吃的。
So Jonah was swallowed by a fish.
当然，这条船就继续往他们目的地去了。
And the ship continued to its destination.
现在约拿就在鱼的肚腹里。
And Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish.
神并没有让约拿死掉。
God did not allow Jonah to die.
我们从约拿书里面第一章看到，这个船主他很自然的说，当我们遇到患难的时候，应该要起来求告这位我们所拜的神，我们。如果神眷顾，就不会灭亡。
And this captain that was in the ship very naturally said, "Let us call on our God that He may consider us and we may not perish."
那这样的一个说明啊，这样一个宣告啊，其实是整个约拿书里面我们所看到的一个主题。
And this is a recurring topic in the book of Jonah.
因为我们就看到约拿他起来，他被叫起来的时候。圣经是没有说他到底有没有祷告神。
Because the Bible does not mention whether or not Jonah prayed to God after he arose.
我们不知道有没有了。
We do not know.
但是圣经里面只是说，约拿起来之后，现在一定是跑上来到甲板上嘛，然后众人就开始撤迁了。
And after Jonah awoke, all we know that is Jonah went to the top of the ship and they cast lots.
好，然后约拿都知道他要被丢下去，海浪才有可能平静。
And Jonah was thrown out so that the sea became calm.
那等到约拿他被吞到鱼肚腹里面去以后
，After Jonah was swallowed by the fish.
接下来第二章就是约拿在鱼腹里面求告神了。
In verse in chapter 2, it is the prayer of is the calling of Jonah to God.
他真的在这种昏天暗地的环境当中，是一个很可怕的，像深渊的这样的周遭环境，在那里诚心实意的求告神。
In an environment of cold that is cold and dark, Jonah sincerely cried out to God.
二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice.
这个就是约拿的祷告。
This is a prayer of Jonah.
他这个时候愿意屈服在神面前的。
At this time, he was willing to prostrate before God.
他在神面前认罪。
Before God, he admitted his sins.
他愿意再一次的信靠神。
He is willing to once again believe and rely on God.
他也在神面前许愿说：“神啊，求你帮助我，再给我机会。”
Before God, he took an oath to ask God to help him once again.
因为他愿意说，我希望能够再一次的献祭给你。
Because he said, I wish to once again offer to you.
他相信一个事实。
He believes in a fact.
看第九节。
Verse 9. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
这里特别说，救恩是出于神的。
Here especially says that salvation is of the Lord.
因为他知道。
Because Jonah knows.
如果神拯救人就活。
Because if God saves, then men will live.
当我们人如果愿意求告神的名，
if men are willing to call upon the name of God,
我们所求告的声音如果达到神的耳中，
if our voice of cry is heard by the ears of God,
那这位创造沧海瀚地的这位神，他听到人的求告，然后他就会回应人这个心，人就有得救的机会了。
Then the creator of heavens and the earth will respond to the heart of men, and men will have a chance to survive.
那当人求告的时候，通常很自然的，人会想要做一个相对的改变。
And when men cry to the Lord, they will also want to make a change.
你看，约拿他这样祷告，神都听到了。
Here, when Jonah cried out to the Lord heard it.
所以神让他三天三夜在鱼肚腹之后。
After 3 days and nights in the belly of the fish.
神第二章的十节特别说，神吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
And verse 10 says, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
这个旱地一定是吐回原点，就是吐回来在那个约帕那里。
And this dry land refers to Joppa.
也就是说，神不会让这个鱼一直游到他斯去，把它吐在旱地上。
God will not tell the fish to swim to Tarshish and vomit him there.
所以约拿坐船出海，神现在派一只特殊的潜水艇把他载回来，吐回原点。
Jonah sailed out from Joppa, and God sent a special submarine to send him back.
而且这里面是专门载他而已。
And he is the only passenger.
很特别。
It is very special.
那吐回来之后，现在约拿知道神的旨意不能够对抗。
And now Jonah knows that he cannot go against the will of God.
他就乖乖的跑到尼尼微城去宣告神要讲的话。
So he obediently went to Nineveh to proclaim the word of the Lord.
那现在在第三章，我们看到神他是一个怎么样的神。
In chapter 3, we see what kind of God is God.
我们从第一章知道约拿他介绍这位神是创造沧海和地的神。
From chapter 2, we know that from Jonah's introduction that
第一章
from chapter 1 that the Lord is the God of heaven who made the sea and dry land.
这位神是凭他的意志行事的神。
God works according to His will.
也就是说，人是不可能对抗神的旨意。
And men cannot go against the will of God.
人如果愿意顺服神，就得平安。
If men are willing to submit to God, then we'll have safety and protection.
所以你看，当时候那个船上的水手，他们本来也不敢相信说，把这个人丢下去，他不就死掉？那这样子怎么可以做得下去呢？
In the beginning, the mariners cannot believe that by throwing out a man into the sea, they might survive.
但是他们真的发现没有办法，只好顺服神的旨意，把他丢下去，就真的平静了。
But truly, they can find no other way, and they threw the man into water, and the sea calmed.
真的就发现说，神是按他的旨意，人只能顺服，就会带来平安，带来安全呢。
And they discovered that as men, we can only submit to God in order to receive His protection.
第二章，我们看到的是，当我们愿意求告神的时候，神是听人祷告的神。
In chapter 2, we see that when men call on the Lord, He is a God who hears the prayer of men.
这个时候的约拿在渔夫当中，他真的是跪在神面前，从阴间的深处向神呼求的。
When Jonah knelt in the belly of the fish, he sincerely prayed to God.
他这个呼求不是表面性的了。
And this is not a surface level prayer.
因为他知道，如果神没有救他。他也活不了，他也死不去。
Because he knows that if God does not save him, he cannot live or die.
人在这种环境下被煎熬是很痛苦的。
And under this adversity, men experience bitterness.
你看，人如果死不掉，但是活不了，你看那个时候，我们整个人的受苦是有多，这个叫做一种折磨。折磨就是一种。什么就是一种煎熬，很痛苦。就是
this is a if you are not able to live and you are not able to die, it is like a torture.
哦，那但是你看，这个时候约拿他就真的愿意在神面前臣服了。
But here Jonah is willing to prostrate before God.
所以他跟神许愿。
So God, he made a vow.
我愿意再一次用我的感谢的声音来献祭给你。
I will once again offer to you with my voice of thanksgiving.
神听他的祷告，就把他吐回来了。
God heard his prayer and commanded the fish to vomit him.
现在约拿到了尼尼微城去。
Now Jonah has arrived at Nineveh.
之后他就开始宣告神的信息。
And he proclaims the message of God.
我们看三章读一节到第三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.Verse 1, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. 3, so Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent.
你看，现在神跟约拿说，你起来。
Now, the Lord tells Jonah, arise.
往尼尼微大城去。
Go to Nineveh.
向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
And preach to it the message that I tell you.
他的话就是他们的恶已经达到神面前了。
And this message is that their wickedness has come before the Lord.
当时候约拿就真的进去这个大城里面去宣告神所说的话。
So Jonah entered the great city and proclaimed the message of God.
他说在40天尼尼微城会倾覆。
He says that Nineveh will be destroyed in 40 days.
但是看起来第四节的话跟第一章的第二节好像不太一样。
And it seems that the words that God spoke the second time is a little bit different from the words He spoke in the first chapter.
我们没有办法 肯定的说，这是约拿自己说的，还是神的信息？
We are not able to say for certain that these are the words of Jonah, or they are the words of God.
但是显然的是，要去让当时候尼尼微城人知道说，他们的恶已经达到神面前，神生气了。
But the point is that God wants the people of Nineveh to know that their wickedness has come before God.
如果他们没有改变，他们必然倾覆。
If they do not change, then they will be destroyed.
那这个四十天是到底是神讲的呢，还是约拿他自己说的？我们不知道。
And we do not know if 40 days was spoken by Jonah or by God.
但是重点是第五节。
But the point is in verse 5.
我们请读第五节。
Verse 5.So Jonah went out into the city and sat on the east side of the city, and he made himself a shelter and sat under it.
第三章第五节呢
Oh, sorry. Chapter 3, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
好，这个特别说，约拿他进去尼尼微城只有宣告了一天，就说四十天，这个城要倾覆了，因为恶的缘故。
And Jonah here only proclaimed one day that the city would be destroyed after 40 days because of its wickedness.
尼尼微城的人，他们听到约拿的宣告之后，第五节说他们就信服神了。
When the people of Nineveh heard this message, they believed in God.
然后接下来，他们就宣告禁食。
Then they proclaimed a fast.
是从最小的啊，从最大的到最小的都穿麻衣。
And they put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least.
那表示说，他们这个宣告禁食是他们穿麻衣，禁食穿麻衣，这在表明他们当时候的那个内心悔改的状态，以及他们所付出的行动。
So when they proclaim a fast and put on sackcloth, it is to display their repentance.
从最大到最小，都是全城人都一致的。
From the least and from the greatest to least in the great city, they were as one.
第六节特别说，这个信息传到王的耳中了。
Verse 6, then the word came to the king of Nineveh.
连王他自己都下了宝座，脱下了朝服，穿上麻布，坐在灰中。
And even the king himself arose from his throne and laid aside his robe and covered himself with sackcloth.
他又下命令。
And he.Proclaimed,
所有的人，包括牲畜、牛羊，都不可以吃东西，不可以喝水。
He said, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything."
全部的人哦，全部的牲畜，通通都这样哦。
All men and livestock.
这个就是圣经里面所记录的一次全体的啊，彻底的禁食祷告。
And this is the thorough and complete fast that is recorded in the Bible.
请读第八节、第九节。
Let's read verse 8 and 9.But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Verse 9, who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?
这里特别说，王的命令是人跟牲畜都要披上麻布，人要切切地求告神。
Here says that let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth, and everyone must cry mightily to God.
因为只有人才会懂得求告神。
Because only men can cry out to God.
牲畜只能够进食，就是人不给他吃，不给他喝。
Livestock can only fast.
但是人在这个不吃不喝当中，下一个动作就是要去求告神。
But for men, after they fast, They fast, they must cry out to God.
然后个人要回头离开所行的恶道。
Everyone must turn from his evil way.
要丢弃手中的强暴，也就是说，人要改变过去所做不对的事情，一定要修正过来。
And he must throw away the violence at his hands. And this is to say that men must give up their evil ways.
然后第九节
，verse 9，
他说：“或者神就转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。”
Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?
我们再一次的看到这里这位王他特别宣告下令人都要去求告神。
Here, the king once again decrees that all men must call upon God.
那我们就可能不致灭亡反而得救了。
And God might relent and we may not perish.
这是为什么我们说这个约拿书的主题就是要去求告神。 就不致灭亡。
And so the theme of Jonah is that those who call upon the Lord will not perish.
那在第三章里面，我们就看到这位神真的是看人的心意的神。
And from chapter 3, we see that God is a God who searches the heart of men.
这位神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
He is a God of mercy and grace.
他的用意就是要人改变、离开恶道。
His purpose is for men to turn away from their evil ways.
然后他的那个怒气就消去了。
And his wrath will subside.
所以他的怒气不是要毁灭。
His anger is not to destroy.
他怒气是要让人可以回转。
But to allow men to turn back.
所以你看，神发怒，神让海中起风浪。
So when God was angry, He caused the sea to become tempestuous.
这个海中的风浪是要让约拿改变的。
And the great winds are to change Jonah.
当约拿被丢进去以后，海浪平息了。
When Jonah was thrown into the sea calmed.
现在神对尼尼微城发怒。
Now the Lord is angry towards Nineveh.
如果尼尼微城人愿意求告神。
If the people of Nineveh are willing to call upon the Lord,
他们愿意改变,
if they are willing to change,
神怒气就消了,
then the wrath of God will subside.
他的怒气就是要让他们让人知道, 哇, 原来神是不愿意人活在恶里面。
The purpose of God's anger is so that men know that God does not want them to live in evil.
所以第十节,
Verse 10, Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that He said He would bring upon them, and He did not do it.
神是愿意看人悔改，然后改变得救的神。
God is a God who is willing to look upon the repentance of man and change His plan.
所以当神看到人已经离开了恶道，他就后悔，他就怜悯说，那这个灾祸就免了吧。
When he sees that they turned from their ways, they relented, and he relented from the disaster.
所以这个神，圣经在描述说神后悔，不是说神他做事情考虑不周到。
And when it says that
God 神后悔嘛哈，就是神后悔，不是说神他不知道后面的什么结果，所以他修正他的做法。
When the Bible says that God regretted, it does not mean that God did not consider everything.
我们人做错事的有时候会后悔啊。
Sometimes as men, when we do things, we might regret.
因为我们不知道这个结果是这样，所以我们这样做，我们说我早知道我就不要这样做嘛。
Because we do not know the conclusion of things.
但是神不是这样子。
But God is not like this.
神没有一件事情是他不知道的嘛。
There's not anything in the world that God does not know.
圣经在讲神后悔，是在说明神他愿意回应人的改变，然后展现出他那种怜悯的心肠。
When the Bible says that God regrets, it is saying that God is willing to relent from the disasters because men have changed.
他看到人回头了。
He sees that men have turned back.
他就把他所要降的灾祸就免了。
So he relents from his disaster.
所以今天我们如果愿意来认识这位创造沧海瀚地的真神，
If we are willing to get to know this creator of the heavens and the earth,
我们今天如果愿意来求告他，
If we are willing to call upon him,
也就是说当我们在这个人生的旅程当中，我们难免都会碰到患难的。
In this journey of life, it is inevitable that we will face adversity.
每一个不如意的事件对我们来说都是一个转机。
And every unfortunate event is a turning point.
如果我们愿意来寻求这位真正的真神，
If we are willing to seek the true God,
然后我们会诚心实意的向他祷告，
And we will pray to him wholeheartedly.
他会听我们的祷告，
He will listen to our prayers.
然后我们说我们要求告他，其实要配合我们自己的行动。
And when we say that we will call upon him, this must be one with our actions.
一个人求告神，他一定不能够只是他在口头上他这样说而已。
When one says that he wants to follow God, it is not just lip service.
你看这些第一章里面那些水手，他们在求告神的时候，他们后来认识这位神之后，他们真的照神的话把约拿丢下去了。
Once the mariners on the ship knew God, they followed His will and threw Jonah into the sea.
第二章讲约拿，他求告神， 他真的就照神的话到尼尼微城去，去宣告神要讲的信息。虽然他很不愿意，他还是去了。
After Jonah cried out to the Lord in chapter 2, in chapter 3, he did according to the will of God and went to Nineveh to preach.
第三章里面，这些尼尼微城的人，他们求告神。
In chapter 3, it tells how the people of Nineveh cried out to God.
他们求告神的时候，他们真的离开他们所行的恶道。
And when they cried out to God, they sincerely and truly left behind their evil ways.
第三章描述得很清楚，当我们一个人如果听到神的信息，我们应该要怎么悔改的这个步骤。
Chapter 3, we can learn how we can repent.
第一个。
First.
人要悔改，一定要听到神的声音。
When men want to repent, they must first hear the voice of God.
我们如果没办法听到神真正的声音，人就一定是生活在罪里面。
If we cannot hear the voice of God, then we will live in sin.
我们人都是自以为义的。
Because we are all self-righteous.
没有神出声音告诉我们人哪里错，人通常不会认为自己有错。
Without the voice of God telling men that they have sinned, we often do not know that we have sinned.
这是为什么神要派约拿去宣告信息。
This is why God sent Jonah to proclaim this message.
人如果愿意配合神的作为去宣告了，尼尼微城人都听见了。
If men submit to the will of God and the people of Nineveh hears it.
然后听到了之后，接下去第二个步骤就是要信服神。
And secondly, the people must believe in God.
也就是说，要相信这个信息是从神来的。
They must believe that this message is from God.
你看，当时候尼尼微城人听到约拿这样讲以后，没有人怀疑说，哎，你这个人胡说八道。
And when the people of Nineveh heard the message, no one doubted that. This wasn't from God.
40天还没有到，不然等大家看40天到了再说吧。
We can talk later after 40 days are over.
没有，他们听到这个40天，他们就害怕了。哎呦，40天一下子就到，一个月很快就过去了。
They did not say this, but yeah.
他们不敢挑战神的这个信息。
They did not challenge the message of God.
是不是听到之后，他们就相信说，宁可信其有，不敢信其无。
And they would rather not take this risk.
他们就把约拿所讲的话听进去了。
And they listened to the voice of Jonah.
所以他们信服神。
And they submitted to God.
信服神之后，他们就是为他们的罪悔改。
Afterwards, they repented of their sins.
因为他们的那个忧伤的心情，就表现出他们穿麻衣，他们包括王坐在灰中，然后他们禁食，全体祷告。
And their sorrowful hearts were manifested in the sackcloth and ashes and in their king.
然后他们在神面前第四个存一个非常谦卑的态度。
Fourthly, they held a heart of humility before God.
他们并没有强迫神说，神啊，我这样做你一定要听我。
They did not tell God, since I am like this, you must listen to me.
没有。
They did not.
因为第九节啊，第九节特别说。
Verse 9 especially says,
他们认为说，我们今天如果这样改变，神或许会转意，然后不发烈怒，这个时候我们就不会灭亡，也未可知。
They considered, who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger.
所以一个人要能够真的不致灭亡，一定要在神面前有这样一个谦卑的态度了。
If a man does not want to perish before the face of God, then he must have a humble attitude.
接下去第五个
Five.
就是要离开恶道。
It is to leave your evil ways.
就是要真的改变，从这个人的道路上来走上神的道，来按照神的旨意生活。
To walk away from the path of men and walk according to the path of God.
那这样子，当人要这样做的时候，真的就会得到神的怜悯。
When men do this, then they will receive the mercy of God.
我们会真的发现说神。他的怒气不是要把我们消灭。
We will discover that God's wrath is not for our destruction.
第四节啊，第四章，请看第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2. So he prayed to the Lord and said, "Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm."
这个是约拿的祷告。当然，约拿祷告，他其实是在为他自己过去的行为来跟神抗议的。
And Jonah is protesting to God concerning his previous actions.
他要为他自己过去的这个不对的事情来解找一个借口。
And he is trying to find an excuse for his previous actions.
但是他所说的这个神的特质是真实的。
But the attributes that he says of God is true.
他说：“我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神。”
He says that I know you are a gracious and merciful God.
不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
Slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
而且你会后悔不降所说的灾。
One who relents from doing harm.
但耶拿就说：“那所以我就跑掉了。”
And so Jonah said, "Therefore I ran away."
但其实神会后悔不降所说的灾，是要人改变以后，神才会这样做的。
But God will only relent after people change.
哦，所以当时候，你看约拿他其实很了解我们所敬拜的这位神。
So Jonah actually had a deep understanding of the God we worship.
那这个神有恩典有怜悯。
This God has grace and mercy.
他真的看顾每一个人的。
He watches every person.
你看神，他不是只是那个高高在上的神。
And he is not a God on high only.
约拿书最后他并没有一个结论。
The book of Jonah does not have a conclusion.
他最后留下一个问号。
It ends with a question.
那个问号就是让我们每个人去想。
And it is for us to ponder upon.
今天我们有没有办法去体验我们所拜的这神就是这样的神呢？
But do we experience in our lives that this is the God whom we worship?
我们所拜的这神不是硬邦邦的神呢、啊。
And our God is not a
不是很严厉的
a stern God
没有慈爱的神。看第十一节。
Verse 11.
四章十一节。
And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
你看这个城有多大？从这句话我们就知道。
And the greatness of the city we can tell from this verse.
不能够分辨左右手的有十二万多人。
And there are 120,000 people who cannot discern between their right hand and left.
表示说那个一两岁的婴孩有这么多人呢。
And this is to say that there are at least this many infants.
那如果这样算，你看整个城市是很多人。
And if we calculate this, then we'll know that this is a great city.
这些人的每一个生命在神眼中都是宝贵的。
Every life in the city is precious in the eyes of God.
神说：“我岂能不爱惜呢？”
And God said, "Should I not pity them?"
所以你看，今天我们如果一起来求告这样一个怜悯的神。
If we call upon this merciful God together,
一起来改变我们过去所犯的错误。
Together we change from our past sins.
我们一起在神面前呈现出我们真的愿意谦卑改变的一种心意。
And we manifest our heart of repentance.
那这位神就要救赎我们，让我们不致灭亡。
Then God will deliver us and will not allow us to perish.
他所要给我们的这个救赎，就不是只在地面上暂时的这个没有遇到灾祸而已。
And the salvation he gives is not temporarily on this earth.
这位神所给我们的，就是我们真的灵魂的救恩。
But it is the salvation of our souls.
这个不灭亡是永远的不灭亡。
And this is
我们现在看彼得前书。
Eternal salvation.
我们现在看彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
Chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书一章九节说，得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。这个就是今天我们不致灭亡真正的意义。
And this is the true meaning of not perishing.
灵魂的救恩是将来我们肉体毁坏之后，我们可以进到神的国度，在那里与神永远同在。
After the corruption of our bodies, we will be lifted up to heaven, and our souls will be saved.
因为神是自己有永远有的神。
Because God is self-existing.
神是永远活着。
God is eternal.
我们今天如果能够求告神，然后得到神的悦纳，被神接纳，当然我们就是这个灵魂的救恩，不会灭亡了。
If we are pleasing in the eyes of God, then we will not perish.
所以愿今天晚上的信息能够帮助我们一起来下定这个决心。
And may the message tonight help us make this determination.
让我们采取行动，起来，到神的面前来求告他。
So that we can arise and call upon the Lord.
我们得到灵魂的救恩，不会灭亡。
And receive salvation of our souls, so we will not perish.
我们一起来唱诗。